the best Cooper Lawrence topic ever.
Oh my God, is it dogs eating pancakes?
No, this is actually even better than that.
Whoa, okay.
Doctors are sharing harmless signs that should make you go to the hospital ASAP.
Yes. Oh, my God. I've been looking for this segment my entire life.
So doctors are finally saying this may seem harmless at the time, but stop what you're doing and go to the hospital right now.
Okay.
Because if you don't, you're going to die.
Oh, my God. Tell me. I hope I don't have any of these things going on right now. Go ahead. Tell me.
This guy says, I'm a mortician. And I can't tell you how many pickups I've done where somebody has shit blood and then decided to take a shower to clean up before getting help and died in the shower. If you shit blood, call an ambulance.
Wow.
Because I can see you do that. Shit blood and go, oh, I got to go clean up. I can't go to the doctor like this.
Right. So, wow, I never even thought about that shitting blood is anything. I don't really look, but I guess I'll look from now on.
Joe, come here. Is that shit red or is that brown?
Well, you know, when I was in my 20s, I went to the bathroom and I noticed that it was pretty red and I freaked out and I went to the doctor and he did all these tests and he's like, you're fine. And then he did a test on my poop and he's like, do you eat a lot of beets? I was like, yeah, I have them almost every day. He's like, that's why.
Wait, don't eat any beets because now if you shit red, you're going to...
I'll never know.
You'll never know. Okay, after a head trauma, if there's bruising under your eyes, like raccoon eyes, or bruising behind the ear, go to the doctor ASAP. This indicates a skull fracture.
Wow.
So if you bump your head and you have raccoon eyes, call an ambulance.
Or black and blue behind the ear. Okay, this is good to know. Can you send me this link? Because I need to keep this in my phone as like a checklist. Every day I'll just go down as a checklist. Yeah, go ahead. What's the next one?
You're writing all these down. A red line traveling from the site of a wound, like from a scratch.
Okay.
And the red line goes towards your heart. That's blood poisoning. You need to get to a doctor ASAP for intensive antibiotics.
All right. So if I have a scratch on my arm, just looking at it right now. Sorry.
Towards your heart, that could be blood poisoning.
It's just do you see this little scratch on my arm? Is that going anywhere?
It's going a little bit towards your heart. I don't know.
No, it's... I'll take a look at it once we get off the air.
This one you don't have to worry about, but worry about it for Joe. If you hurt your back and then you get a hard on, go to the hospital. This could indicate...
but just not immediately.
This could indicate severe spinal cord injury. Call an ambulance immediately.
Spinal cord injury gives you a hard on? That's interesting.
So I had no idea. So if you hurt your back... and your back is real here, and you get hard, you got to go. Yeah.
Okay.
If you are slurring your words without being under the influence of anything, that is a stroke.
Right.
If you lay down for any reason after slurring your words, you will not wake up.
Stroke! 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 Stop mocking me!
Okay, if you slur your words, so how do you call 911 if you're slurring your words?
I don't know. You say, and then they come, I guess.
Wow.
But don't slur your words and then go, I'm going to go lay down.
Right.
If you start to feel dizzy, you have headaches or nausea, and you have gas appliances in your home, get out of the house immediately.
Because that's...
Carbon monoxide leak. So if you feel dizzy, you have a headache or nausea, and you go, well, I have a gas stove, get out of the house.
Get out of the house.
Many people neglect blood in your urine. That could be kidney or bladder cancer.
Whoa, that's pretty serious. It's tough for women because of obvious reasons, but you got to determine what's normal blood and what's...
So now you can't poo and now you can't pee without looking at it.
I know. Well, now I'm going to look at everything.
All right, Do you have flashes of light sometimes and floaters in your vision?
Yes, I did. And that's how I found out. Remember, that's why we now have Dr. Gentile on the show, because this is something no one ever told me. This could save people's lives and their eyes right now. I never knew this, but if you have floaters or if you have flashes of light on the corner of your eye, usually it is, that means your retina is detaching.
Which and I is know what this you because had.
I know this because it's happened to me. You need to get to an eye surgeon immediately.
If your period is so heavy, it soaks through a pad in less than an hour, go to the hospital.
Less than an hour? That's weird.
Oh, it is? Okay, I have no idea. Okay, pain in your leg without a cause. So if your leg has pain, there's no cause for the pain, you could have a blood clot.
How bad is that pain? I mean, you know, you get to a certain age, everything always hurts.
I think you know if it's just leg pain or pain.